And right now it is time to turn to Mr. Hurricane, Mr. Tropical Storm, Mr. Remnants of Hurricanes, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Just call me Tropical Pat. And it's apropos inside because it's very tropical in here with no AC. Just lovely. This is going on the third week.
The probability of perspiration.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have flood watches out for everybody right into tomorrow afternoon. Rain will develop very shortly, if it hasn't already, 70. Rain heavy tonight, thunderstorms, low 60s. The rain will taper down, partly sunny and windy Thursday afternoon, low 70s. Partly sunny and pleasant Friday, mid 70s. A mix of sun and cloud Saturday, mid 70s. We have a chance to shower Sunday, sticking with that. And then partly sunny and 80 on Monday, Labor Day.
Now, let's go to Thursday, okay? We have at 4 o'clock the vintage race car parade that leaves Lime Rock, heads to Lakeville, goes to Salisbury, turns around, come back down through Salisbury and Lakeville, and over to Falls Village by about 5:30, 6 o'clock, where they have like an hour and a half block party. What's the weather look like for that?
No problem.
Okay.
By that time, it'll be breezy and drying out.
Okay, so there won't be any rain for that. Good, and of course the big festival weekend at Lime Rock starts Thursday and runs through Monday. Doesn't look like there's any steady heavy rain in that period, is it?
No, but there are showers in the forecast for Sunday.
Yeah. Well, of course we're used to rain now. So now, how much rain are we going to get between now and tomorrow?
3 to 5 inches.
Oh. And is that because there's going to be bands or thunderstorms?
There will be. There may be, right? And this is tropical-like, so there will be bands. And, we say 3 to 5, and everybody focuses on 5.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you'll get 5. 3 to 5 could mean 3, 3.5, 3 3/4, 4, 4.5, etc.
I'll have to see. Boy, that hurricane, the winds just did a wow, what damage it did down in Louisiana, the winds.
Oh, yeah, 172 mile per hour winds, of course. I mean, wow, forget about it. Yeah. It's Category 4, almost a Category 5.
And there's a couple of parishes in New Orleans that look like they're not going to be rebuilt now. Thank God people left because houses were destroyed. Strong storm.
Talking to the air conditioning people when they're here on Monday, and they were talking about the storm, and I said, yeah, that was really a very bad storm. And they said, well, you know, we know property's cheap down there, but why would anybody want to live down there when there are so many tropical storms and hurricanes? I said, that's a good question. I said, but people feel that it's only a certain part of the year that they get that weather, and the majority, is, let's say, normal weather. And they both agreed with me. It's just not worth the risk. We'd stay here.
Let's say your family is down there, and you don't have a lot of money. You've got no choice. You've got no place to go.
Right.
No place to go. Yeah. So you just, you know, and when you leave, when there's a danger, you come back and you rebuild and you leave. It's just, when there's no money to give you any place to go, there really is nothing to do. And a lot of those parishes happen to be low-income parishes. And there's other areas, that you want something destroyed, you can't build there again. So,
right.
It's a tough call. It's a tough call. I like living in the Northeast, but I'd also like to be someplace else when it's cold here and warm in the other place. I'll put up with the weather we have to put up with here.
And yeah, I mean, every place has its downfall. There's no doubt about it. Well, there's no Mo and there's no Curly. So who does that leave?
Who?
If there's no Mo and no Curly, who does that leave?
One Stooge.
Yeah, and his name is?
I don't know.
Mo, Blank, and Curly. Who is it?
I don't know. I was not a big Three Stooges fan.
Oh, Larry.
Larry, okay. Yeah, no, I was not a big Three Stooges fan.
Why am I asking? Because Tropical Storm Larry was born in the Eastern Atlantic overnight. This is the one we were watching yesterday off of Africa. It has 45-mile-per-hour winds. They are expecting Larry to become a hurricane by tomorrow morning. And it will continue to move west and then west-northwest. So that by Monday, the storm will actually be, if I can give you, the storm will actually be, I'm trying to, let's say, to the east of Puerto Rico, but southeast of Bermuda. So it's still in the south central Atlantic. That is going to be interesting to see what happens, because that's Monday. And there will be fronts coming down the east coast. So one of two things is going to happen with Larry. He is either going to get scooped north and then northeastward back into the Atlantic by a front, or if he misses the front, then he could start turning more west-northwestward, south of Bermuda and toward the lower Atlantic coast sometime late next week. And it would figure because, late next week is already past Labor Day. So it wouldn't be all that bad. So we have to just watch it. I mean, it's a very, very active hurricane season, no doubt about it.
All right, well, next week's a long way away.
Anything could happen.
It's a long ways away. The worst that ever happens to us is we get a lot of wind and a lot of rain, that's all. We don't have to worry about it that much anymore.
You don't think so?
Nah. Okay. On the coast, that's different. I'm talking about, it, you know, here in the tri-state region.
Oh, okay.
You know, even when we get hit with a tropical storm, which happened last year and the year before that, it's bad, but it's not as bad as being, you know, by the coast.
Right, right, exactly. Yep. So really, that's the scoop so far, and I'm looking forward to the rain leaving and some cooler weather coming in.
And that cooler weather will be in next week, right?
No, it'll be in this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then all you humidity haters are going to have a good weekend.
That's right. Right.
And a lot going on, so I hope there's not a lot of rain with that. But anyway.
Oh, you were the one on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Pat. Well, I guess we've just about beat this to death, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds very good. In the meantime, everybody be safe, and remember, don't drive through flooded streets, because you never know what's underneath that water.
Oh, what's not there. That's right. Okay, right. Pat. Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.